July 24, 1929, how the divine will holds the primary act over all created things. It is like the head over the members. I was thinking about the supreme fiat, and I thought to myself, if the divine volition wants to form its kingdom in the midst of creatures, in what way, then, was the divine will in relationship with creatures before the coming of our Lord upon earth, when he came, and after his coming? And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, my will, with its immensity, has always been present in the midst of creatures, because, by its own nature, there is not one point in which it is not present, and creatures cannot do without it. It would be like being unable to have or receive life. Without my divine will, all things would resolve into nothing. More so, since the prime act of all created things is my divine fiat. It is like the head to the members, and if one wanted to say, I can live without head, it would be impossible for him, the mere thinking it is the greatest of follies. However, reigning is one thing, it is to be recognized, loved, longed for, and to hang upon it like the members hang upon the head, this is reigning. Whereas being in the midst of creatures is not reigning if one does not hang completely upon it. Now, before my coming upon earth, even though my divine will was present in the midst of creatures with its immensity, the relationships that existed between it and them, however, were as if it lived in a foreign land, and there received from afar the scarce communications, the brief news, which announced to them my coming upon earth. What sorrow, for it to be in their midst, while they do not recognize it, and they keep it so far away from their wills, as if it were in a foreign land. With my coming, since I possessed it as life, and my humanity recognized it, loved it and let it reign, through me it drew closer to the creatures, and the relationships it had with them were as if it lived no longer in a foreign land, but in their own lands. But since they did not know it, nor did they give it dominion in order to let it reign, it cannot be said that my divine volition formed its kingdom. Therefore, my coming upon earth served to draw the two wills, human and divine, closer to each other, and to place them in intimate relations, and to increase the news in order to make it known. So much so, that I taught the Our Father, making them say, Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If my will does not live on earth as it does in heaven, it cannot be said that it has its kingdom in the midst of creatures. And therefore, in the time of its kingdom, it will be present not only in their midst, but inside each one of them as perennial life. And in order to come to this, it must be recognized how it is like head and primary life of each creature. And because this head is not recognized, its strength, its sanctity, its beauty, does not flow to the members, nor can it let its noble and divine blood flow in their veins, and therefore the life of heaven cannot be seen in creatures. So, this is why I love so much that my divine will be known, knowledge will make love arise. And feeling loved and longed for, it will feel drawn to come to reign in the midst of creatures.